In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today is the solemnity of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, 40 days after the resurrection. Our head has gone to be at the right hand of the Father. Where the head is, the body, the church, you and I will go by the grace of God. Where the head is, that is where the body is. That's why the Bible tells us we already sit in heavenly places. Already. How? Because where the head is, there the body is spiritually. But one day, I tell you, we're going to be with him, not only spiritually, but we're going to be with him as we are, for we will be changed, and we will be changed by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 1, verse 1 to 11. In the first book, that's Luke's gospel, Theophilus, that means lover of God, so it might be a person or it might be you. I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Oh yes, this Holy Spirit is so important. Have you received the instructions from Jesus through the Holy Spirit? This Holy Spirit is so important. People need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I was praying with someone last week, and as I prayed for his back, I felt the presence of God. I hadn't experienced the presence of God for a long time, and I just wanted to continue being silent before the Lord. And you know what? His back is much better. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in power. Jesus presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he suffered. Yes, he even ate fish because they thought they were seeing a ghost. Oh yes, he prepared breakfast for them at the Sea of Tiberias, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. I tell you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, it is the prayer of the disciple, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No one is suffering in heaven. The kingdom brings us peace. The kingdom brings us health. The kingdom brings us that fear of the Lord that is reverence. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Who is the promise of the Father? The Holy Spirit, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When did the Holy Spirit come to the apostles? John 20, he breathed on them, received the Holy Spirit. What happens at Pentecost? That breathing becomes a gusher. It just explodes into the air with winds and fire. Oh yes, in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I would never be able to continue without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" It's all about politics. even then, even now. Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. Listen to this one. But you, point to your heart, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit causes us to preach the gospel. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. What kind of cloud? A rain cloud? No. The cloud of glory that came on Jesus at the Transfiguration. The cloud of glory that led the Israelites through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. He was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments, angels, stood beside them and said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking to the sky? This Jesus has been taken up from you into heaven, and he will return in the same way that you have seen him going to heaven. I tell you, Jesus is going to return even as he went to the Father in his resurrected body. He is going to return. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now we look at the psalm response. All you peoples, clap your hands and shout to God, Hail! With cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. His name is Jesus. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy. The Lord, amid trumpet blasts, sing praise to God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. We praise you. We adore you. We glorify you, our God and Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We glorify you, our Lord and God. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise, for the King of all the earth is God. Sing praises to him. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. Hallelujah. How we need to read the scriptures. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the second reading, Ephesians 1, 17. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, oh yes, the Heavenly Father is the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Oh God, I need the spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What is the hope? That as Jesus ascended into heaven, when he comes in glory, we all will be drawn to the head. We're spiritually with the head now. For where the head is, there the body is. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among his holy ones? That what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? Do you believe in Jesus? Have you had your sins washed away? Have you repented of your sins? in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seating him where? At his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, every authority, every power, every dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet. Do you know that you're beneath the feet of Jesus? Do you know that you're beneath the feet of Jesus? Oh, yes. And gave him, Jesus, head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Hallelujah. Do you know that you sit with Jesus in heavenly places? Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he has plans for you? I had my cup of coffee today, and it says, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. Plans to give you a hope and a future. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me, says the Lord. I'm looking now at the gospel of the experience of the ascension. Matthew 28:16. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped, but they doubted. There's no need to doubt. He's the Lord. He loves you. He's got plans for you. Oh, yes, I place my trust in Jesus. Whenever I find a penny, I go and do what the penny says. In God we trust. In Christ we trust. Oh, yes, in Christ we trust. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus, and he gives that power to the church. Now, whether the church wants to use it or not is another issue. We use it in sacraments, which is beautiful, but there is power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and through the ends of the earth. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, Jesus did not send us out to baptize. He sent us out to make disciples and then to baptize. We've done a good job baptizing. We have not done a very good job of making disciples. All power in heaven has been given to the church. Make disciples of all nations. Make disciples and then baptize them. Yes, their whole households were baptized, even babies. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. How is Jesus with us? In the Eucharist, in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with us. He will be with us always. Oh, I'll be loving you always. I will be with you always. Always. He's with us always. He never leaves us. We're his body. He's the head. He never leaves us. But he says, I will be with you always, even unto the end of time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Acts 19, verse 26. You also see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost the whole of Asia, this Paul had persuaded and drawn away a considerable number of people by saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger, not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be scorned, and she will be deprived of her majesty, brought all in Asia and the world to worship her. Artemis was no goddess. Paul said, God does not reside in statues. God does not reside in silver. God does not reside in gold. God mounts his throne with shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets to the Lord. When they heard this, they were enraged and shouted, Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. The city was filled with confusion, and people rushed together to the theater, dragging with them Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians who were Paul's travel companions. Paul did not travel alone. He traveled with disciples. Paul wished to go into the crowd, but the disciples would not let him. Why? Because they'd kill him. He said that Artemis wasn't a god, wasn't a goddess. The disciples would not let him go into the crowd. Even some officials of the province of Asia, who were friendly to him, sent him a message urging him not to venture into the theater. Why? Because he'd be killed. Meanwhile, some were shouting one thing, some were shouting another, for the assembly was in confusion, and most of them did not know why they had come together. They had not known. They were in confusion. Their Artemis is being taken away from them. Oh, I tell you, the Spirit of God is God, who leads us to the Son, who is God, and the Son leads us to the Father, who is God. Oh, yes, I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through the Son, Jesus Christ, through his blood, through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection. Some of the crowd gave instructions to Alexander, whom the Jews had pushed forward, and Alexander motioned for silence and tried to make a defense before the people. But when they recognized that he was a Jew, you see, the Christians are Jews. Hallelujah. That's our root. We need to know that the roots of the Christian are Jewish. Hallelujah. For about 2 hours, all of them shouted in unison, Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. But when the town clerk had quieted down the crowd, he said, Citizens of Ephesus, who is there that does not know that the city of the Ephesians is the temple keeper of the great Artemis and of the statue that fell from heaven. No statue fell from heaven. No statue fell from heaven. They're worshiping false gods. You go to the Madame Fufu, you're worshiping false gods. You're worshiping. She's connected to the devil. Oh, she might even have a statue of the Blessed Mother there, but she's connected to the devil. She says God gives her this insight. Oh no, what God? The God of this world, the devil himself. Since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rash. You have brought these men here who are neither temple robbers nor blasphemers of our goddess. If therefore Demetrius and the artisans with them have a complaint against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges there against one another. If there is anything further you want to know, it must be settled in the regular assembly in the courts, for we are in danger of being charged with rioting today, since there is no cause that we can give to justify this commotion. When he had said this, he dismissed the assembly He dismissed. He said, I tell you, people hate Jesus today. Go to an AA meeting, and I am all for AA, but you mention Jesus, they don't like it. They don't let people tell me that unless it's a Jesus AA meeting. I tell you how we need Jesus. He is the Lord. He has all power given to him in heaven and on earth. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Let's go on to chapter 20. After the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for his disciples, and after encouraging them and saying farewell, he left for Macedonia, Philippi. When he had gone through those regions and had given the believers much encouragement, he came to Greece, where he stayed for 3 months. What do you think he's doing in Greece? He's preaching the gospel. He's praying for the sick. He's praying for discernment. Oh yes, how we need to know that we have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. You have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. Do you know that? He was about to set sail for Syria when a plot was made against him by the Jews, and so he decided to return through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Phrygius, from Berea, by Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius from Derbe, and Timothy, as well as by Tychius and Trophimus from Asia. I tell you, Paul did not travel alone. He traveled with other disciples. Jesus said, go out two by two and preach the gospel. The Jehovah Witnesses do it, but they don't know Jesus. They have a gospel that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. What they will do for a lie, going out two by two, we won't go do it for the truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. What the Jehovah Witnesses will do for a lie, the church will not do for the truth. That's kind of sad. That's kind of sad. I tell you, we need Jesus Christ today. We need him to touch us. We need him to fill us. We need him to give us the experience that by his blood we have been saved through baptism and faith. I tell you, we need Jesus today. I need Jesus today. Do you need Jesus today? Do you need Jesus today? It is time for us to give our lives to Jesus. Lord, I accept Jesus into my heart. I am a sinner. Save me by grace. Be my Lord and my Savior, Lord Jesus. Help me to live for you. I surrender my life to you, O Lord. I surrender my life to you. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, Laetare, Laetare. Let's rejoice. Alleluia. Quiaquem meruisti portare, alleluia, alleluia. Resurrexit, sitcum dixit, resurrexit, sitcum dixit, alleluia, alleluia. Ora, Ora pro nobis Deum. Ora, ora pro Deus Deum. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli. Laetare, Alleluia. Let us rejoice in the risen Christ who ascended into heaven. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You love our praises. The scripture says you inhabit the praises of your people. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the Father's only Son, and we become sons and daughters of the Father through your blood, through your blood, through baptism and faith. Oh yes, how we need Jesus, how we need him to give us all that we need, to give us all that we need in these troubled times. These are troubled times. Russia has spread her errors into the United States. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.